Good morning. Yesterday we talked about how to use energy, how to prevention. Prevention is the best of you. In order to prevent something, so we have to connect to the future, right? So we know the future is there. It's up to us how to connect. Now look at the nature. Look at today. Look around. Only overnight, tree turned to the green. Then suddenly everything coming out. The nature change. Why? The green. The time. The nature's time. The nature's energy. The nature's conscious. We say everything's energy. All the energy has a consciousness. All the consciousness has a purpose. So then what is the spring consciousness? We know spring energy can make everything grow. But do we know what is the consciousness of the spring? And do we know what is the purpose of the spring? We don't know. Maybe we know. My farmers, at least the farmers know, so they say they need to hurry up, otherwise if they're missing the time, nothing going to grow. I mean, we only know effect of the spring. If a farmer doesn't grow something, then next until fall, everything's expensive. Our pocket will hit our pocket, right? Because nothing grows, everything's expensive. A farmer knows that springtime is so important. Everything needs to grow. So the spring has spring consciousness. That consciousness in Chinese medicine, we call it the wood consciousness, the wood concept. So which means we say five elements, right? We say Chinese medicine use one of the natural law, five element consciousness. In the nature has five elements. That has wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. This category allow entire whole nature cooperate, function together. Every element associated with the human body. The most beauty part is how to use this, right? Otherwise, just a theory. Theories, useful. Pretty useful, you know, very useful in the mind, but useless for the body. But today, we need the information. We need this consciousness. We need that wisdom to help us deal the COVID-19. The virus is the first priority. Look like, right? I'm saying look like. So how do we deal? How do we use this wisdom, this consciousness of the spring? We know spring has many, many essence, many, many different consciousness. Because today we are going to talk about the one of them, growth. Right? It's growth. Spring has one of the consciousness for growth. The nature knows. So if we look outside the nature, outside the window, you know, oh, something grows, something changes. How do they change? From energy. We know behind these visible flowers, visible green leaves, coming out the street, come out the trees, come out the corner of the street. It's the energy behind. It's invisible behind. So grow this concept, this consciousness, is behind in the spring. How can we catch it? We need to catch this spring, catch this consciousness, right? So the growing this consciousness contained many different areas. They contain the love. Grow need the love. Without the love, nothing can grow. Grow contain the compassion. Without the compassion, nothing can grow. Grow contain the promise. Every tree, every flower receive the promise from the nature, from God, whatever you want to call, they know they be promised life is going to be good, and your future be promised. So the tree doesn't care, and the flower doesn't care. And even though deaf deer doesn't care, they come out, can be eaten by deers, and we know deer doesn't eat deaf deer, right? But it can be stepped by the human. Can be run over by cars. Deaf deer doesn't care. Look at the dandelion. The dandelion doesn't care how many times you want to kill unkillable. Why? Their life be promised. The promise is one kind of the most one, I say, is the most strength. It's the strength inside of it, all the nature. Life be promised by nature, by God, by universe. Then we know this growth contains energy, right? Without energy, nothing can grow. But the growth also contains cooperation. Without the cooperation, nothing can grow. Life needs cooperation, needs harmony. And the last one, it's not the last one, I'm just throw this one out first, is a fairness. Because every tree, every plant, every animal, they are grow, they produce the new generation. Nothing is based on the fear. It's a fairness. Because they know life will be promised. So therefore, fairness is there. That's the consciousness of the growth. That's the consciousness behind or behind the spring. That's the wood element consciousness. How do we apply? How do we use this wood consciousness to apply for today's healing? The Chinese medicine, you know, they're too smart. They just use one of the nature laws. Say, hey, you know, let me use it. I don't have to discover something. I don't have to go to the laboratory, figure out something. I just follow the natural law, right? Since the elements in the nature, everything's cooperated, why not? Let me figure out which part of my body are associated with these elements. Which is they do. They do figure out. They do figure out through the meditation, not through the laboratory, through the analyze. They through the meditation. They find the frequency. They through the elements of the meridian. Your liver meridian, your liver organs, your liver cells, your liver frequency is connected to the spring consciousness. So that's why in Chinese medicine we say the liver associated with the wood element. The liver associated with the spring consciousness, spring energy. So if that is the truth, which is, it is true. Chinese use this concept for thousands of years. You know, Chinese medicine, pretty successful, in my opinion. They can use it for many different conditions. As today we see, the liver issue, which is what element consciousness issue. So what does that mean? Nature is so good. Then why we have a problem? Because we are not connected to the nature. We don't see this. We don't recognize that we have this power. In the today's modern way, we see, you know, at least 90% of modern illness and disease directly, indirectly associated with a liver function disorder. High blood pressures, the hypertension, the sport injuries, the breast cancers, tumors, pains, migraine headaches, digestive system issues, the blood issues, so many modern illness and disease associated with the liver function disorder. Even high cholesterol, look at how simple is your cholesterol. How can cholesterol? All of these modern illness associated with the liver function disorder. So we say we want a good digestive system. right, which is the metabolic function today. Metabolic disease illness is one of the major illness. What is the real things, the real condition, the real organs behind this? Liver. But we don't pay attention to this. We don't see the power of what we have. Right? We try to do many things. Liver detox. Right? Yeah, why you need a detox? Right? Your liver. You should enhance your liver. You should discover your liver because that's the power. Right? Why you need to do this? Look at the power. The liver, if a liver associated with the spring element, which means your spring has all of this power, love, compassion, power, and cooperation, all of this, then why your liver doesn't have? Why we still suffer and fear, panic? Look at the nature. Nature never panic. Even tiny daffodils never panic. Even tiny, what's called dandelions, never panic. How many people want to kill the dandelions? From the Home Depot to the Lowe's and your local the garden centers, they sell everything, teach you how to kill. But have you seen your dandelions afraid to come up? No, unkillable. So that's why from this angle, I always tell people, eat the dandelion. If you can connect to the fearness, it's worth it. No one can kill the dandelion. Therefore, you eat this essence, you eat this consciousness, nothing. No one can kill you. But unfortunately, we don't connect, we don't believe this. If you don't believe this, your inside never connect to this consciousness. So the growth is the conscious. So we have to see this. We have to use this. Since it's a part of ourselves, right? If nature, spring has this power, our liver is a part of the spring. We are liver connect to the spring. No matter what, liver time, springtime is your liver time. So if a spring can produce all of these powers, all of these wisdom, that means at the spring come, our liver also can produce similar this power and the wisdom. In the other words, at the springtime, it's the best time to allow our liver connect into all of these powers, all of the wisdom. It's not the time to detoxify yourself. It's the time to upgrade your system. It's the time to reconnect to your energy source, information source, wisdom source. So this way you are look into the positive way instead of look into the negative way. Right? We say that many times, positive and negative exist at the same time. It's up to us. How do we want to connect? We want to connect to the good. We know bad happens. Bad is still there. But for someone, they need bad. We don't need it. That's what I learned. That I wish everyone can learn it this way. You have a choice. Connect to the good. You're still part of the universe. You're still part of the blessing. You're still part of the love. Connect. Allow your liver connect. I know people will ask you, how do I know? You know. You do know. Body never lies. Look at your body. So I say, if your nail, anyone have a nail? You still have a nail, right? So if your nail and your hair still grow, which means your body still connect to the unconditional love, still connect to the promise, still connect to the cooperation. Otherwise, your nail never grow. Your hair difficult to grow. I mean, definitely has quality. Then that will have quality of your nail and quality of your hair. right? That's the different level. But at the least, you can see yourself. Oh, my goodness, my nail grows so good, so fast. Where is? How can that be? That's the sign. Right? We often heard people say you can look, you cannot see. To see this evidence, to see this miracle. So that's why we say each one of us is a working miracle. We have to see this. We know, yes, it's a springtime. We are connected. We are feeling it. We've been blessed. We've been promised. So what the promise means here, let me take this grow concept. The promise is a promise tomorrow will be beautiful. Your life will be promised. Your life, no matter what your religion, God, nature, universe, is behind you. It's next to you. And then will be with you side by side all the way. That's called a life. That's called a grow promise. Can we connect? How do we connect? We say space and time never can be separate, right? So many people already practice navel breathing. So through your navel, you connect to what? You connect to the time. Through that space, you connect to the time. Connect to all your genetic power. So think of the genetic. How many generations? That every generation has to meet the time. Every generation, they see the spring, right? Today's spring is yesterday's spring. And also can be next year's. The spring still come and goes. Earth continue turning. Your generation continues. Your bloodline continue path. So therefore, in a simple concept, we can say navel breathing. So we're breathing through the what? Space and the time. So if I say, okay, let us practice modern science, use your navel to experience time and space change. You don't believe that. You don't believe the modern science is so simple and happens every day of your life. But through your navel breathing, you experience it's true, right? I think definitely many people do this, you know, practice simple meditation, simple exercise. You feel different. You see things different. Your dreams are different. You know something changed. But maybe hasn't changed completely yet because they are middle of the process. Just like a grow, hasn't completely grow yet. The flower hasn't bloom yet. But be patient. Your life will be promised. That's grow. That's a spring. That's the time. So therefore, we can through this navel breathing not just connect your bloodline. And through this, we connect to what? Connect to the time. Connect to the growth. Right? And the promise in the mother womb is the promise of the growth. Right? It's the same frequency, same consciousness. So through this navel breathing, what do you breathe? You breathe in entire spring consciousness. You breathe in entire promise. The nature's promise. You breathe in the fearness. You breathe in tomorrow will be beautiful. Life will continue to grow. So the simple things can be applied for many different angles. It's up to us how to use, how to apply this simple technique again and again. You don't need too many different types of things. All you need is one good enough. As my master always say, you want to be one so good. It doesn't matter how many martial arts, how many fights. One punch, one kill. One technique, good enough, better than thousands of techniques, you are not steady enough. You must be good, and damn good. Otherwise, it's useless. So that just a simple navel breathing, you are not just connected to your genetic power. You are also connected to the nature's power. Why? You know, spring comes, goes again, again, again. With us, without us, spring still comes. Spring be promised by universe. That's their destiny. Every year at this time, they never late. They never late. They say spring energy, spring consciousness, never late, always on time. We are late. Our emotions late. Our energy is late. Can we catch this time and allow us to grow? Since the spring is the message of the growth, your life will be promised. Can we really look into ourselves? Since nature, since the universe, since God, whatever you call it, already promised us, already give us unlimited love and unlimited compassion. Can we use this strength and power to allow us grow? Can we use this to grow our immune system? And grow our love, and grow our health. And can we create our life, and tomorrow's life? If nature can grow, so do we. Right? Why not we cannot do that? Because we are part of the nature. If we truly believe that, it's time to take this opportunity, use this energy to grow. Therefore, we should allow this liver be flat. Right? Allow yourself be flat. Allow yourself a real look at my liver, my God, is the time to grow. My liver is connected to the nature of the spring. It's time to grow. Grow our health. Grow our immunity, grow our life, grow our compassion, and grow our fearness. Think of this. All of this can be emotional power, emotional things that you just look at. It's a thing, right? Grow them, nurture them, since it's a great time. Don't miss in the time. You don't get it next time, otherwise it should be next year, spring. Spring will be done. Next month is the summer come. Right? So what's that mean? That means life will be promised. After spring finish, spring will go away. And then the summer will come, which is called the Mr. Summer. Mr. Spring will go away. We say, it's my time to leave. Goodbye, see you next year. And then Mr. Summer will come in and say, hey, guys, now is the time to have fun. Right? We should think in this. What do we have? Can grow ourselves. When the summer comes, we can have fun. We can have a party, backyard party. Right? The season come, goes. Life continues. All the strength and the wisdom is buried inside this springtime. I connect to our liver function. It's time to allow us catch this opportunity. Because everything, invisible way, is there. It's up to us how to connect. I think you guys listen to this concept. You should think this way. How can I do that? How can I use it? Grow my health? Or you can allow this expression yourself. Allow this energy inside you coming out. Don't suppress. You can write the music. You can write the poetry. Since you have nothing to do, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say you have nothing to do. You have so many. You have tons of time. Put it this way. We have a lot of time to sit in the house. Create it. Create the music, the song for love, for yourself, painting. Use your imagination. Create your backyard garden. I just did my backyard garden. I changed the entire thing. My own creativity. I'm going to make my hoop house, grow my own vegetables. I want to use something to grow creativity. So you guys, you're thinking same way. How can I use this creativity? Write the poetry, the music, the gardens, paintings, right? And imagine yourself the health. Usually you think your health. What kind? So it's time. Spring is time. So that way you don't have to really worry about, oh, it's time to detoxify my liver. So now we change the concept to enhance my liver, to upgrade my software, my message for my liver. Just call the 1-800-GOT-HELP. It's a toll-free number, right? Just connect. You are connected. It's a free upgrade your software. Think this way. It's a free time that you only have time. You want the liver change? You want the liver can reach to the highest level? Now is time. It's free. But today I already tell you that be more free, so you don't do that. That's your responsibility, your problem, because I am just delivered the information. So I wish this information can really help each one of us, including me. We all can use this opportunity to grow ourselves inside out. Right, remember, grow never from outside in. It's inside out. Look at the nature. It's inside out. Space is not just outside in. Space change also can be inside out. So grow the love from inside out. Allow your inside light coming out. Right, we talk about so many in this type of the concept. Concept change, connect to the connect, connect, connect. It's a free. Why not? We don't connect. You change it this way, we be able to change. Spring is a great time to enhance our bodies, our minds, our spirit. So the liver is a great time to catch this time, grow, and feel. So tomorrow we are going to continue this concept at the spring and related to your liver function. How can liver continue with other areas, other spheres, other called the characters to use this concept, to use this information, allow us to reach the highest level of the health. Okay, open for questions.
Okay, the first question is, if I have some liver issues, am I going to be having difficulty in the spring?
Answer yes or not. You cannot direct. If you have a liver issues, so which means that you already not meet the requirement of the nature's law. Otherwise, your liver doesn't have this problem. That's the first answer. But it also means spring is a great time to upgrade your energy. It allow you to connect the energy, connect to the wisdom. You can upgrade the software, just like a software, you know, high internet speed. You need to upgrade the software. Maybe your speed is too slow. You don't have enough the information or data. Or you have too many, what's called too much the memory of the bad emotional memory and stuck in your liver. You need to delete. To think this concept would be much easier, right? Like a computer, you want to upgrade the new software. Do you have enough memory? So in order to have memory, you need to delete. So which is your emotional, can you delete? That's why, so, you know, whole week, last week, we practiced how to delete, how to let go the bad negative emotion. So that's what, now you have more memory. you can upgrade. So if you have difficulty of the liver function, yes, you might be difficult, but however, you might need more help. So you just have to see yourself, which means that you might have to practice much more. You put more effort into that. Most important thing is don't just look into the visible stuff. Look into the invisible stuff. The liver associated with all the emotions. So which is we are going to continue discuss this concept. All the emotions processing is based on the liver function.
Okay, thank you. If anybody has a question, you would hit star 2. There's another question here. If I start to feel sick, I have a cold, sore throat, runny nose, do I cut back on my practice or do I increase it?
In my opinion, this time is the greater time to increasing your practice. So which means you are increasing your healing ability. If you can use your body, mind, spirit concept to heal yourself, then you can continue use this now. Now the information becomes as the wisdom. Otherwise, information just as the knowledge.
Okay. And there's a question here from Harold, who says, Master Lu, would you talk a little bit more about Qigong practice? When is the best time to practice? If I've had a light meal, can I practice right after my meal? Can you give me more guidelines?
Generally speaking, let me put it this way. What is the Qigong practice? The people say, oh, you practice. The Qigong practice concept is you practice qi, right? So what is qi? You practice consciousness, you practice universal life. The real truth is you try to connect to the unlimited energy resource. And you try to allow the universe to say, hey, use me. I'm three-dimensional the image. I'm a three-dimensional screen. So use me as your good example. So you try to ask it this. Then you have to catch this concept. You have to practice. It's not what is the best time. It's how much time you are willing to put yourself into this devotion, into this called the cultivation. Right, they suppose we say, you know, we must always tell that it's a 24-hour day, 7 days a week. It's not that you practice 1 hour and then next 2 hours do the other thing. It's the same frequency again, again, again. It's a day after day. If it's so easy, everybody will get it. Trust me, it's not easy. But if you want to have a highest level, highest impact, you must practice all the time. And particularly if you already have other kind of physical condition, you really need more energy. You practice more, then you'll be able to heal them. Right? So we say the quality, quantity. First, you need the qualities, right? Second is the quantity. So that's we are going to discuss this concept. We can understand different organs has different cells. Different cells has a different frequency. Ideas, qi is the frequency. Same way, easier way to understand. You cannot allow the liver qi goes to the lung qi, otherwise you have a chronic cough. Never can fix. Right? It's the qi. So different organ has a different qi. Now you have to ask yourself, what kind of qigong practice and what kind of qi you try to increase in, which is what kind of frequency you try to accumulate, become more pure. So that's why in the traditional way, they teach the Qigong always tell, don't mix up, don't mix different systems. Otherwise, your inside qi is changed all the time. Just like I think your liver qi goes to your lung, what's happening? Your cough. Your liver qi goes to your stomach, what's happening? As a reflex. See, at the physical body, easy to see, but no one will see when the Qigong practice, you mix up the different qi. Right? So my opinion, how long going to practice, how to practice, is up to you how to be appreciate yourself. How do you think yourself? You need to continue practice. And particularly now, you know, if I was you, have all the time spend it. That's the only between you with the nature, you with the God, you with the universe. It's the time. How much connection you want, the more is better, right?
Okay. And I have a message here from Carol. Deep gratitude for you in our life. You've changed my life forever. However, on yesterday's call, when you talked about food and ginger, I was so panicked I had to run out to the store and buy ginger. It might be a good idea to remind all of us that it's okay to put it on our shopping list and not have to run out immediately.
That's right. I highly recommend that you should, every one of you should go out buy at least 2 pounds of ginger. So if it's difficult, you buy the ginger by the bed of the saint, you put it into the saint, they never go away. You go to bed. It would be good for you, guys.
So some of the foods, though, that you recommended are very difficult for people to get in certain areas of the country. If they don't have them, can they substitute it?
I think the what's called the Amazon sell the tea bag.
Okay. Good idea. But there's not, is there an urgency? Like, for example, if I don't have it in my house today, should I be running out immediately? Or if I know I'm going to the store tomorrow, it's okay to wait?
Yes.
And perhaps I substitute it with cinnamon or something else?
You can supplement with cinnamon, but the ginger cannot be supplemented as the cinnamon. They are different.
Okay.
Right? So you don't have a ginger one day, the world would be the same thing. Nothing going to happen. You just continue practice. Right? Everything happened for a reason, but the next day, if you're going to go out, you go out and they make sure buy the ginger. It's very useful for today, for this type of the virus. And if you want to enter this prevention concept, ginger, in my opinion, you must have.
Okay, and so if we don't have fresh ginger, you're also saying it's fine to use the ginger tea bags.
Correct? Yes, and then it's not the same thing, but better than nothing.
Close enough. Okay. Thank you. And we have a question from someone in Virginia, a 703 area code.
Yes, hi. This is Reva. Thank you so much. I wanted to know about the raw. You talked about yesterday, Nanlu, not eating raw foods, I believe vegetables. I'm not sure if fruit as well. But is it okay if you marinate like arugula, like you put it in a dressing and some lime and you marinate it so that it's more like a pickle? I don't know.
Generally speaking, let me put it this way. Essence never change, no matter what you do. Never change. For example, I'll give you an example, like a ginger. Ginger essence is warm. Even though I make the grinded ginger become like, I make ginger ice cream. Now look at this, ginger ice cream. Temperature is cold. Essence still is the warm. Now you understand that. Cinnamon ice cream, temperature is cold, but the essence still is warm. So compare this temperature and essence, what is the most important thing? Essence. So that's why entire homeopathic concept, medicine, is based on essence. They can dilute 20 times. Why still can have a healing benefit? The Chinese herb cook for how many hours? Concentrate 4%, you know, 4 times. How many hours to cook? Everything's gone now. Cooking that longer is essence. So therefore, so something what we say is, you know, once the temperature, One is the essence. So we say, you know, avoid the cold. Why we avoid the cold? Because the digestive system, this organ, we are going to talk about this organ. In order this organ function at the highest level, the stomach doesn't like a cold. They love warm, just like a certain kind of plane, you know, indoor plane. You put the outdoor now at the East Coast, you kill it. Outside is 40 degrees, you kill it. Indoor plane is an indoor plane. Environment. In order each organ function at the highest level, they must meet requirement. But you still can survive, which is how many people survive, eat raw vegetables, raw juice, but you have other conditions. But we never look at the conditions with these are connect. So once you can see this, you might be able to see how can I eat for the good health. That's my suggestion.
Okay. And we have a question from Merrick. Hope you are well. I'm reaching out for advice on COVID-19. I am a hospital worker in London, and as such, I am likely to have contracted it either on my journey to the hospital or in the hospital. I'm 26 years old, a swimmer, healthy. I practice Qigong movements regularly. However, it has hit me quite hard still. I have a high fever, body aches, pain. I tried doing the Qigong movements yesterday and will try again today, but I was wondering if you would recommend any specific movements, any specific herbs, or is there anything else I can do to support myself through this alarming event?
Well, I would recommend that if that's the kind of situation, you know, you are at the first line to help people, you need to help yourself first, right? Otherwise, the environment will continue make your body difficult to heal. When you go home, the three basic movement, so number one is under your nose. That point is the most important thing. So whatever what you can do, you try to stimulate yourself, make your energy stronger, right? And then the second is the larger intestine four. These two points, and the third one is above your ear. That adding together can help you fight with the fever. Your body will know this, how to deal with the fever, right? The fever, you know, is two ways. The one way is your inside the body start to fight your energy, try to fight this. If we can go through, that would be good. Then find the one way can make your body has a tiny sweat. That's in my opinion. How to sweat yourself with ginger tea. So you make a heavy ginger. Then I think you might have, if you have a little bit of sore throat, get the peppermint tea bag adding in. But on top of this, try buy the scallion. You need a scallion, white part of scallion, not the green part of scallion. So at least five pieces. At least five pieces of white scallion. Then bring it together and with a fresh ginger. It's the best to use a fresh ginger. You boil it, add brown sugar, then drink it. If you can get a tiny sweat, if not easier, then on top of this, overcounting, you know, the baby aspirin, add one more baby aspirin. So by doing this, take a hot bath, doing this, you will tiny little bit of sweat. That sweat will help you counter your situation, the symptoms, and get a nice sleep. Try this a couple of times, you will feel much better.
Okay, I would just like to add for those folks who are not familiar, who have just joined us this week or not familiar with the movements that Master Lu is talking about, you can find them on YouTube, and they're called Learn Qigong for Coronavirus Prevention. And Master Lu, that appears to be all the questions that we have for today.
Great. So I would like everyone really think the spring, right? So look outside if possible to see the change. If that's outside the change, then what's your inside change? What you are changing? Not just your outside change, your inside change. Try merge, try be part of this nature energy frequency. So this way, we are in the same boat. Now, it's not the same boat. We are in the same boat of the nature's energy flow, in the nature's consciousness. See you guys tomorrow.